Now we find here that immediately when a man comes in confession to him, God is there. We are told, then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he'd taken with the tongs from off the altar. Now the very interesting thing is that we are seeing here that this living coal has come from the burnt altar where sin has been dealt with. In the next chapter, we're going to have the virgin birth of Christ. Now, it's not the incarnation of Christ that saves us, it's his death upon the cross. This man here needed the live coal from off the altar, and that altar speaks of the death of Christ, the burnt altar does. And this living coal speaks of the cleansing blood of Christ that cleanses sinners from all sin. For the blood of Christ, God's Son, just keeps cleansing us from all sin. What a picture that we have here. Now he says, he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Now he touched his lips. He is a man of unclean lips. And the condition is confession, of course. Says John again in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now I believe, therefore, that this glowing coal that we have here is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, and that now the one that was high and lifted up on the throne was the one that was lifted up on a cross also. And it's absolutely essential that he be lifted up, because he came down to this earth and became one of us, that he might become the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. And so the lips of this man is cleansed. And I take it that this is just an external manifestation of the fact that the inner man, it's what proceeds out of the heart of man that goes through the lips. And when the lips are cleansed, it means his heart was cleansed also. Now, what we have here is this man who says he's undone is the same one as Paul the Apostle, when he cried out in Romans 7, woe is me. Only he said, O wretched man that I am. He was not a lost sinner there, but he was a saint of God, learning a lesson from God that he needed to walk in the Spirit, and he couldn't live for God by himself, and it can only be accomplished by divine grace. And we are told here that there is a certain responsibility. Paul said that to a young preacher, 2 Timothy, in the 2nd chapter. He says, if a man purge himself from these, and therefore we need to have the application of the redemption of Christ applied to our life again and again and again. Now, will you notice that after he's cleansed, that there's something happens here. And I'm going to read now verse 6. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he'd taken with the tongs from off the altar. He laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Now he says, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Now, it's quite interesting, up to this time, this man, Isaiah, never heard the call of God. I think a great many Christians today that have not felt like they're called to do anything for God is simply because of the fact that they need cleansing. They haven't seen their great need as Christians. And friends, God's not going to use a dirty vessel, I can assure you that. He just doesn't do it. Now, it is quite true that there have been certain ones that have given out the Word of God, and God has blessed their Word. But God in time has judged them. And I don't dare mention them, but we have had here in Southern California certain ministers that for a while the blessing of God was upon them. And then they got into sin. And friends, I tell you, it wasn't long until the judgment of God came upon them. You have to be cleansed if you're going to hear the call of God. And now he hears the call, whom shall I send and who will go for us? And I don't need to call your attention to the fact that we have here the singular and the plural. And I believe it's the Trinity that we have. Whom shall I send and who will go for us? The Trinity. Then said I, here am I, send me. And now this man hears the call for the first time. And he responds to the call as a cleansed individual will. There are too many people today being asked to do something in the church who first of all ought to get things straightened out with the Lord. They need to have their lips touched with a living coal. They need to make confession of the sin that's in their lives, because their service will be sterile and it will be frustrating and be in vain until that takes place.